We're at the Southeastern Vending Association Convention in Destin, Florida. I'm speaking now with Bill Baker, owner of Baker & Baker Vending in Clearwater, Florida. We just got out of a session on recycling and cashless vending presented by MEI and Apriva. Bill, what'd you think of the session?
The session, they had a ton of knowledge there. They went over a lot of information in a short period of time. Someone that's brand new and looking at getting into this type of technology is a lot to absorb, but the people with the answers to the questions were here to answer the questions. So now I'm looking forward to a follow-up from them to take me on the next step. Okay, exactly where do I start? What machines should I put it into? What is it going to cost me to get into machines, so forth and so on. So this was a good first step informational session for me to start thinking of getting going into this direction.
Cashless or recycling?
Mainly cashless right at the moment. I'm already doing, my larger accounts are already set up to take 1s, 5s, 10s, and 20s, which I've had a real good response on, a gold coin, especially with the government providing the gold coins to us, shipping them directly to us now. But so my next step is getting with the cashless side of it, and also getting each machine to report to me so I can do like the pre-kitting and all. And that's one of the main reasons why I like to come to these type of get-togethers like SEVA and NAMA show and all, so that I can get this information and start moving towards getting my company organized into cashless and pre-kitting and so forth and so on.
And why are you interested in cashless?
Just mainly to increase sales, because you see so many people pulling out a credit card or a debit card everywhere they go.
Are customers asking you for it?
I've had quite a few ask me for it. Not a great amount, but a fair amount. And in places where I have, like a lot of places, I may just have the snack business, and Coke or Pepsi has the drink business. And I do see a lot of the younger generation whipping out a debit card or a credit card and buying a bottle of soda. So I can see where, you know, I could take advantage of that in the accounts that I have, you know, and hopefully increase sales. I remember I did see one time someone said that by going cashless at like military bases and all, it increased sales approximately anywhere between 30 and, I think it was like between 30 and 70%. Well, I do have some military type bases where I have noticed over the years, of course, with the deployment of a lot of people, the sales have gone down. That gives me an opportunity to bring the sales back up in those type locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill, thank you.
Yes, thank you.